With the election of Pope Francis, journalists everywhere are trying to discover more about the man who has become the new head of the Catholic Church. Dr. Matthew Bunsen is a Catholic journalist and author who is writing a biography about the new pope and has been carrying out extensive research on his life. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges about his impressions and his findings. We're trying to discover as much as we can about the character of Pope Francis. And as you know, much mention has been made already of his humility, his simplicity, his concern for the poor. Are there other aspects of his character that we haven't seen yet, in your view?
I believe so, yes. When we look at his early pontificate, one of the words that really comes to mind is authenticity. He is somebody who is very comfortable in himself, and I think that is one of the reasons why he was so successful in assuming the papacy with such ease, almost shockingly so to a lot of observers. He understands, I think, what he needs to do, and much of that, of course, was revealed in the choice of his name, of Francis, in which he combines the Franciscan love of the poor, but also an ardent commitment to reform in the church. The other word I think that really leaps to mind, and we're seeing it more and more in his speeches and his homilies, is mercy. He talks about that to a great extent, divine mercy and the love of God, that God never tires of forgiving us as long as we have the wisdom to turn to him always for forgiveness. So those are two features, I think, that are really quite remarkable, authenticity and mercy.
And from the information you've been able to glean, how was he viewed in Argentina when he was Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio?
His time as pastor there was one filled, I think, with enormous upheaval in Argentina, economically, socially, politically. And he served as really the conscience of the nation at a time when institutions, the government, the finance, and elsewhere, had really virtually no credibility at all with the people because of the economic hardships and the political uncertainty. In that sense, he was a very powerful and prophetic voice, and an immensely popular one, not just with the poorest people of the city, but with also the middle class, and even those who were being impacted in the upper classes by the economic turmoil. So he proved very much a bridge builder among all the different classes in Argentina. And in that sense, then, he really did become the moral voice for the nation and an immensely popular one.
Do you feel he is the right man and the right pope to be tackling the many challenges facing the church in this time?
I do, very much so. I think there is a providential quality to his election. If we accept the reports that he was the person who garnered the most votes in the 2005 conclave after Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, of course, became Pope Benedict XVI, we can see that even then, Cardinal Bergoglio was somebody very seriously considered by the members of the college to succeed Pope John Paul II. And when it came time for a new conclave in 2013, he was certainly one of the most respected members. He may not have been anywhere on much of the radar of the media, but the cardinals were certainly aware of him. And they chose him because he's a man of immense experience. He is somebody who has a demonstrated capacity for deep pastoral leadership, but who can also be an ardent figure of reform. And in that sense, I think he brings a whole set of abilities. But the one I think that most impressed the cardinals is his thirst for holiness, his desire, as he has frequently taught, even since becoming pope, to help modern man, to help humanity develop that encounter with Christ. The centrality of Christ in his homilies has been very striking, and I think that rests in a way at the core of why the cardinals chose him.
As we've seen, he has stamped his own distinctive style on the papacy, even in just barely a week. What are ordinary Americans, be they Catholic or non-Catholic, saying about Pope Francis?
The people of the United States, I think, were as surprised as everyone else around the world. But they, like most of the people around the world, took to him immediately. They loved the fact that he was somebody who right from the start, displayed humility and service. And it is that humility, I think, that caught everyone's attention. But it wasn't simply humility for its own purposes. It has a deeper significance because it points to what he hopes to accomplish as Pope. In that sense, I think he has established a real connection with people all over the world. Americans love the fact that this is somebody who is so humble, but who's also somebody who is very much, as I said right at the start of this interview, somebody much who's comfortable with himself. And Americans, I think, appreciate that. And Americans, both Catholic and non-Catholic, at this point, are very happy to give him a hearing. I know this because of what people are telling me when I talk to people all around the country, and also how a lot of American writers are reacting to his election. So this is a potentially wonderful opportunity for the Church to have these moments of evangelization, these moments of hospitality in culture, that I think will have far-reaching ramifications in not just the United States, but across the whole of the Western Hemisphere.
Finally, and briefly, just to sum up, what is the main message you will be seeking to portray about Pope Francis in this biography that you are writing?
Yeah, I think that the chief message is that we have in Pope Francis somebody who will bring reform, but who perceives as well that reform must always be tied to spiritual renewal. And the two, I think, pose a formidable task for the Church, but also one that we're all called to make. The Church is always reforming. And he stands, therefore, in the rich tradition of the Church of reform and renewal, and carries forward with remarkable continuity the work of the Second Vatican Council, but also the work of John Paul II, and the work certainly of Pope Benedict XVI and the new evangelization, that reform and renewal are always there in the Church, and how wonderful is that?